Over here. I don't bite. Jack. So how you guys doing? Okay. There's something that your parents do every 4 years. Do you know what that is? They vote. And you know what that vote does? They vote for a new president to come in. You know, so someone's going to come in and take the place of our old president and change out to be our new president. You know that? And it's very important, isn't it? You know, because that's someone who's going to, you know, be in charge of a lot of people and things that have to go on within our country. You know, back in the old days, there was someone who did that same thing for a lot of people. His name was Moses. Moses was in charge of helping, he freed all the Egyptians. Nope, not the Egyptians. Were they the Egyptians? I'm losing my mind here. Israelites, thank you. I had everybody backwards. He released the Israelites from their bondage from the Pharaoh. And he brought them out to the desert. He parted the Red Sea. And he nourished them with all the spirit that God has given them. But then God said to Moses that, no, I have another job for you to do. And I want you to sit at my right side. But he also had another job for someone else there. Someone else there, his name was Joshua. He was always around. If you ever seen the Ten Commandments, you ever see that movie? Yes? No? It's a great movie. The Cecil B. DeMille, Ten Commandments. I love it. Anyways, what happened is you'll see Joshua. Joshua follows Moses, and Moses basically, for all intents and purposes, trains him and lets him know, you're going to take over once I am done and God has given me my next assignment. So that's just what happened. God gave Moses his next assignment to sit on his right side. And so we allowed Joshua to be the next person to help lead the Israelites on their way. That's the same thing that's happened with us. God has another plan for Pastor April. So we have a new pastor come in and take charge. His name is Pastor Bob. He'll be here next week, and I know the best part about that, he has two boys. You guys are going to have fun, go out and play ball and all that. So, girls, you'll be able to get to know him too, you know, and we'll all sit. Maybe one day when we go to a picnic, you could have a good time, all right? But we're going to get spoken to by Pastor Ledoux in regards to change and how we could deal with it and, you know, put things in a positive perspective. So let's all join hands. Come on. Jack, grab your sister. Grab a foot. It's okay. there we go. Almost?
Almost.
All right. Dear God, we do thank you for the youth of this church. We ask that you bless them. You know they are our future. They will make the change for us as we go forth in our next steps to be with you. We ask that you bless that each one of them knows in their hearts that they are loved, loved by you, and loved by our new pastor. Even though they have not met him yet, that his grace and love will be shown. We ask that you bless this in all of your name, in your son's name. Amen.